USA News update. It was a night of protests across the country following a release of the video of the beating of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police that led to his death. Hundreds of protesters took to the streets in several cities, including New York City.
Hundreds assembled across New York City on Friday night, joining people across the country condemning police brutality. One of the large groups gathered at Times Square, where emotions were high.
Cops don't care where people die. Protect them, sir!
One protester jumped on a police vehicle and broke the windshield, ABC 7 reported. Another person was arrested for punching a police officer. In New York, I'm Jerry Varmash.
Two sheriff's deputies in Shelby County have been relieved of duty pending an investigation into the death of Tyre Nichols. Sheriff Floyd Bonner Jr. said he was concerned and troubled about how the deputies behaved during the incident. He announced an investigation into whether they violated police policy. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.